Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Come on, put your hands together if you know that it's already done. Shout hallelujah. I'm not feeling you. I said shout hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we say. Amen. Amen. What a blessing. God for the first Sunday. Yeah. What a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. You are a game changer. On the first Sunday of the year, I want to talk to you from my heart. This year is going to be a great year, but not to everybody. That's the sad thing. Not to everybody. It's going to be a great year for those who are going to position themselves and have God influence their life. Is somebody here? I want to touch on the subject called to influence. Called to influence. As I said, the word influence is so powerful to me. I mean, there's so much that God is unveiling to me. I this morning, I just want to be simple and straightforward. I want to trust God that we would live here blessed than we came. Called to influence. You know our key scripture for the year, Matthew chapter number 5, the verse number 13 through to 16, says that ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherein shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. I pray that in this year, I will not be good for nothing. Amen. You seated here as a member of this commission will not be good for nothing. Amen. How would you feel when somebody look at your face and say you are good for nothing? In fact, it is the most piteous insult. Good for nothing. How dare you tell me I'm good for nothing? But that is what the word of God tells to anybody who is not living up to expectation. Anybody who is not living your dream or God ordained purpose, you are good for nothing. You are good for nothing. It is my prayer that no one among us will be said that he or she is good for nothing. That will not be our story. Your amen is sick. Am I talking to you? Or you want to be called good for nothing? Good for nothing, Anita. Good for nothing, Anita. Good for nothing, Yakubu. Good for nothing. You have a nice tag. Good for nothing, what? Solomon. May never be happening. Aya, may never happen. Good for nothing, Fifi. Good for nothing. Say, I refuse it. Good for nothing, Elvis. Good for nothing, Mr. Nan. Good for nothing. Mention the one you are sitting with. Mention the name. May it never be said of you. Your amen is sick. I said, may it never be said of you. Good for nothing, Miss Way. But to be cast out and to be
trodden under the foot of men. Not even one person. Men will trash you. They will walk on you. Hey, good for nothing. What about you? What's happening in church? Good for nothing. He said, men will do what? Master, I like your shirt too. But if with your shirt, you are good for nothing. Men. Not man, oh, men. They will use you as a doormat. They will use you as what? I pray that this year, may you never be used as a doormat. Doormat. Good for nothing. You know how you enter into a room? You do that. That's what you'll be used. Doormat. You can have the best of Brazilian hair and Bolivian hairs, but you may be hot. Good for nothing. Nice. Look at your hair, your dress. Your makeup is not in your outward appearance. Your makeup is not in your heart. Stop making the outward good and inside terrible. Stop it. Stop it. If the outward is good but inside is terrible, you are. Nobody wants to relate with your Brazilian hair. Nobody wants to relate with your eyelashes. Nobody wants to relate with your shoe. It is what is in you that people want to relate with. Your compassion, your love. Who you are in the inside. That's what people want to relate with. You wake up and you paint your face, thinking that people will love your painting. It is the love in the inside that is attracted to people. This year, may you never be good for nothing. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. Know who you are. Know who you are. That is what the scripture says. Know who you are. When you are a light, you are not put under a bushel. When you are a light, you must bright for everybody to see. When you are a light, people must see you are light. Stop hiding. Stop hiding. Stop hiding. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then the 16 says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. Men are looking for people with light. People with light. This year, may you have light. Wow. Lift up your hands to the Father. Our Father, we thank you for bringing us once again. Spirit of the living God, this is your moment. This is your time. May you please give your servant the utterance and the boldness to speak your word. And may you give each and every one of us the hearing ear to be able to hear your word, and the understanding heart to be able to receive your word. Spirit of God, be thou glorified and be thou welcome. Have your way in our midst. In Jesus the blessed name. Let the people shout a big amen. Amen. Please take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Shout called to influence. Come on, louder than you know it. Speak it louder. Call to influence. Louder than I can feel it. Call to influence. Call to influence. We are living in the world of influence. We are living in the world of influence. These days are days of what? Influence. Everything about this world is about influence. Amen. And it takes influencers to rule the world. Now, influencers are the one reigning and they are the ones ruling. They are the people with the best cause, the most attractive outlook, and the most controversial opinions. They call them influencers. They sit on social media and start speaking their mind, and everybody is following them. Somebody will get a camera and put it on him and start insulting elders, leaders, and have a lot of followers who are doing the same. We call them influencers. Just one word from one influencer can be the order of the day. And you see many people towing that line. They are the ones with tons of followers who get all the paid partnerships. Because they have a lot of followers, they are engaged to advertise and to sponsor programs and to make sure that events are run. But what if this morning I came to let you know that God has made you and I an influencer? Amen. Your amen is weak. We are called as influencers. Influence, in simply terms, every day I'll be making a new definition. Influence, in simply terms, means affecting someone's character or behavior. Affecting someone's character or behavior. If we look to God, in Psalm number 34, the psalmist makes us to understand that looking to God, we are transformed. In other words, we are changed. We become more like Him. When we look to God, our face becomes radiant. And we are never ashamed. Romans, First Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 18, or 2 Corinthians tells us that looking unto Jesus, looking unto Him, we are being transformed, we are changed from one image unto another, as by the Spirit of the living God. So when we come to Jesus and we look unto Him, we attain His image. We become more like Him. Praise God. We are influenced by God through His word. We are influenced by God based on the things He commands us to do. And as we are obedient in His word and in His commandment, we become more like Him. And the more we become more like Him, the more we are able to influence our world. The more we are able to change our environment. So every influence starts with what is influencing you. And I told you that influence can be both negative or positive. And it's either you are being influenced or someone is influencing your life. As children of God, we must come under the influence of the power of God through the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is influencing our lives, then we become an influence to our world. When Jesus came, He gave us commandments. He gave us Himself. He gave us His word. And He asked us to become influencers. And one of them is what we just read in Matthew chapter number 5. That ye are the salt of the air. Ye are the salt of the air. The next verse says that ye are the light of the air. The light of the world. So we have been called as salt, and we have been called as light. Influence. Matthew chapter 8, 28 verse 19 to 20. Matthew 28, 19 to 20. Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, go and influence. Go and influence. In John chapter 13, verse number 35, he says that by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So in loving one another, we become influence. We begin to influence people. Go and influence. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 says that therefore ye are ambassadors for Christ. God is making his appeal through us. In other words, we have been called as influencers for Jesus Christ. The word ambassador means that become an influencer. 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse number 9, says that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. Ye are a chosen generation. You are not just a mere person. You are called to be an influencer. This year God says, you are not just a person. You are not just an entity. You are not just a personality, but there is something I have placed in you. There's something that I've made you, and that is to make you an influencer. Shout, I am a kingdom influencer. It is important for us to note that Jesus was the ultimate influencer in life. I told you that the greatest thing that could ever happen on earth and to humanity was Jesus coming to this world. When God became a man, God descended into a form of a man and lived among us. Jesus is the ultimate influencer. He's the ultimate influencer. The Bible says that when he came, even his own received him not. His own received him not. But as many that received him, to them he gave them what? Power to become sons of God. Jesus Christ was never even respected in his own town. He lived a life that nobody ever could relate. For almost 30 years, nobody had heard of him. And yet, the Bible says that out of Nazareth came a prophet. When there was a description about him in Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, he said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word Nazareth is so important because there had never been anything good coming out of Nazareth. You know what Nathaniel said? Nothing good had come out of Nazareth. In fact, any prophet who arose from Nazareth never made it. Everybody that wanted to come out and become great in Nazareth never realized it. Are you here with me? Jesus was the only one who was born from Nazareth and ever became the greatest here on earth. Is somebody here with me? We saw Jesus when he started his ministry, an ordinary man from Nazareth. The Bible says he called 12 people to follow him. 12 people, say 12 people. So at that time, if he was on Instagram or on Facebook, he had 12 followers. Tell somebody 12 followers. Yes. But after 2,000 years. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? After 2,000 and so years, we have his followers spread through everywhere in the world. Which you and I are part of it. Your amen is sick. How many of you are the followers of Jesus Christ? You are a follower of Jesus Christ because he is the greatest influencer. There is no place where his name has not been mentioned. There is no song that has not been written about him. There is no book that has not been written about him. In fact, he has lived and will continue to live forever. Somebody shout for Jesus Christ. The greatest influencer. The greatest influencer. The greatest influencer. Hallelujah. On Wednesday, I was telling you that when you go on Instagram right now, the number one influencer or the person with the highest followers is C. Ronaldo. Over 533 million followers. 533 what? Million. It's not a small thing. Followers all over the world. Followed by the other one. Mercy. Praise God. And on Wednesday, I was making an analogy. Who is C. Ronaldo? Who is Lionel Messi? All he does in life is to follow a ladder that is filled with air. All that he does. Are you here with me? Nobody can tell whether he is a Christian or he's not a Christian. But all we know of him is that he runs after a leather ball. And yet he has over 533 million followers and keeps increasing as the day goes by. I hope some of you are his followers. Some of you are crazy about Messi and what? Ronaldo. To the extent that you make arguments. You fight about them. This one is the goat. He said, this one is the sheep. Abridgely. This one too is the pork. And you can imagine, you enter into a place and men of stature, men with all the senses will be fighting and be arguing about somebody called Ronaldo and Mess. Meanwhile, all that they do is to follow what? A leather ball. Your work is even important than what they do. The world will go on if football is not in place. Oh, am I talking to you? The world will still survive. The world will still make it. Are you with me? But yet, because they are called influencers, and because they managed to carry themselves in that capacity, they are able to influence people's decision. Some of you go to my bed and things just to put your head and all your fortunes that Ronaldo will score, Messi will score. You are a fool. Am I talking to somebody here? We are talking about number one influencer. And his name is Jesus Christ. Look at you are even seated. If I had mentioned Ronaldo here, I
know his fans would have been on their feet and they will start jumping the goat.
The goat. The goat. I just mentioned the number one influencer. And you are sitting down. You are just lifting up. You don't know. Tell somebody, Jesus is my number one influencer. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So here we are after 2,000 years. The church is alive. And there are billions of people who are still being influenced by the teaching of Jesus today. Listen. His pedigree cannot be compared. He has no size. He has no size. He has no size. Master, if you have lived long enough, you will know that there have been many stars. There have been many stars. Even in Africa here, those times we have George Opunia. Opunia. We have the Cameroonian guy. Roger Miller. Hey! Roger Miller. Yeah. You are young. You don't know. Roger Miller. Praise God. The one who died recently in Brazil. What's his name? Pele. 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 We have hastas, but all of them are nowhere to be found. But there's only one star.
Whose impact? Oh, come on. Aya, aya. He is the brightest morning star. Come on, is somebody here? He alone is to be praised. Somebody shout for Jesus Christ. Shout with a voice
of triumph. So those times, those who followed Pele, those who followed Roger Miller, even in Ghana here, Abedi Pele. Now when you see Abedi Pele, you'll be miserable. Praise God. Yes. But thank God Jesus still living. What a blessing. So we are talking about the greatest influencer. Take your seat. And his name is Jesus Christ. So if we are called to influence for God's glory, then we must look at the ultimate influencer and see how he did it. If we have been called as influencers, then we must look at the greatest influencer on earth. If you want to be an influencer, look at the greatest influencer. The one who has made the greatest world impact. And how he did it. How he heard. How he heard. Come on. How he heard. How he did it. How he did it. How he did it. How many of us wants to become influencers this year? In your home, in your family, in your community, in your environment, anywhere you find yourself, you will bring positive change. In fact, you will change the narratives. Things will turn around because you are there. You are going to transform every situation for the better. God has called you to become influencers. But we cannot be unless we look at the greatest one. And who is that? Jesus Christ. How he did it. How he did it. When we are able to know how he did it, then we can also what? Do it. So this morning, I want to speak my heart to you. That if anybody is going to stand out in life this year, you need to be like Jesus. So how did Jesus do it? How did Jesus do it? Number one, Jesus had relationship with God, his Father. He had a great and a solid relationship. Everything Jesus did flowed out of his relationship with God. In the beginning, God. You cannot be an influencer of God without your connectivity with God. You cannot influence others positively without your connection or your relationship with God. How? Jesus put relationship with God first in all things. He placed his fellowship with God first in all things and at all times. Jesus knew God not by hearsay, but he knew God as his father. He related to God as his father. Listen, it will be miserable for anybody here to know God as God. Those who call him as God are those who don't know him personally. For us, we don't call him God. We call him our Father. God is a God to those who don't know him. But to his children, we call him Father. He said that there is a spirit in us that cries out and say, Abba, Father. You cannot say you know God unless the Spirit of God dwells in you. And the Spirit of God that dwells in you makes you relate to God as your Father, not as God. God can be anything. But when you say he is your Father, you are personal with him. You are personal with him. You are personal with him. Every time Jesus will say, God, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Why? He was personal. He understood his source and realized that when I say Father, what I'm saying is that God is my source. He is my source. It is my prayer for you today that you would relate with God. Not as a God that others know, but you relate with him as your Father. In this year 2024, I pray that God will be your Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus spent time with his Father. Jesus prayed to his Father many a times. Before he did anything, he talked to his Father. He related with his Father. I'm giving somebody a secret of life. Never do anything without telling your Father about it. Is somebody here with me? If Jesus lived out of a place of prayer, then we also need to live in the place of prayer. We must spend time with God. We must spend time with God. Not just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, sleeping time prayer. Not just when you are hurry, you just want to wake up from bed and go and attend to your chores and go to work. Then you just, say any prayer and get away. We need to spend time with God. Our relationship with God is the bedrock for the relationship of every good thing. Can I talk to you? Your relationship with God is the foundation of every good thing in your life. When that foundation is not in place, nothing will work for you. Am I talking to people here? Nothing will work for you. Nothing will work for you. Never complain about what is not right in your life. Check your relationship with God. Am I talking to people here? I wish I can have people respond to me. Never talked about how your wife is misbehaving, how your husband is misbehaving. Never talked about how the job, the career work is not going well. Never complain about anything if you know that your connectivity with God is not right. You have no reason to complain. Because your connectivity with God will align all things in your life. What a blessing. Jesus had a relationship with God. He spoke to him and he listened to him. He obeyed him. And in John chapter number 15, we saw what Jesus said. In John chapter number 15, the Bible says that Jesus, let's read a little bit of John 15, put it there. He said, I am the true vine and my Father is what? The husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it, and it may what? Bring forth what? Come push it now. Now ye are clean through the word which I have what? Spoken to you. Now everybody go. Let's read together. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. Everybody go. Abide and I in you. Listen to me. The Greek rendition for the word abide means to rest. Rest in God. Stop fretting. Stop being anxious. Stop being worried. Stop being running around as if you are the jack of all trade, trying to survey your own life. Stop being worried. Rest in me and I will do the work for you. That is all. Rest in me. Abide in me and I in you. And as you abide in me, he said that then you can bear much fruit. You want to bear fruit? You want to be relevant? You want to be influenza? You must stay with your Father. Stay in him. Abide in him. Rest in him. I pray for somebody that may you have relationship and fellowship with your Father. I said with your Father in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not about the doing but about the being. About the being, your position is what is important, not your preposition, not the things you do. It is not about your running around, but it is your position. I pray for somebody, be positioned in Christ. Be positioned in Christ. Make sure you are connected with God, and everything will be connected to you. And I see you becoming an influencer. You will get to the place and people will know that the person has come. This guy, once he has come, everything is settled. Oh my God, people will have no reason to talk evil about you because they know what is inside of you. They know what you carry. Once you step there, the issue is resolved. I pray that you will not be a burden to your family. You will not be a burden to your community. You will not be a burden to your environment. But you'll be a game changer. Shout, I am a game changer. Why? You are connected with Jesus. There's one thing to be born again, and there's another thing to be connected, to be about. Let me tell you something. You may think you are saved, but you may not be connected. You may not be connected. There are many people in this church, but not everybody is connected. People have taken the church as a tradition. Something that I must go every Sunday. If I don't go on church Sunday, my conscience will hurt. Their conscience will prick them. So it is their duty to go to church, but it is not their duty to meet the God of the church. Are you here with me? If you are here and it is not your duty to know the God of the church and to know him better and to serve him, then you are wasting your time. This year shall be miserable for you. I'm telling you, because the kind of things that are going to happen will take those who are connected to God. Those who are going to have influence are people who are going to, who are connected and have relationship with God. What does Psalm number 1 verse 1 to 2? Yeah, I mean, we must know. He said that blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Come on, tap somebody and say, blessed is the man. Ah, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of what? look at verse 2. Amazing. So he's talking about a man that is blessed. A man that is blessed. A man that has the capacity. A man whose aura, everything about him is well. A man that has everything going well for. That man, the Bible says, you are blessed. When everything is going well for you, it is an indication of the blessings of God. That man does not sit anywhere. That man does not walk anywhere. That man does not sit and stand anywhere. Verse 2, he says, but his delight. Kai, his delight. His delight. That person don't join any group. He's not connected with people. His sense of livelihood, of value, doesn't come from people. Some of you, until somebody look at you and say, your dress is nice, you feel that you have worn the most worst dress of all. How do you assess your value based on people's opinion? Kai, who are you? If nobody accepted you, nobody greeted you, nobody welcomed you, then you feel that you are out of the scene. Who told you? Your connectivity with God is what gives you value in life. When you are connected with Jesus, it makes you valuable. You don't stand with anybody. You don't sit among anybody. You don't walk anywhere. What you do is that your delight, my joy, the word delight means my joy. What brings me joy? What brings me sense of value? What brings me potential? What brings me ability? It's the word of the Lord, which I meditate what? Day and night. You are not sitting anywhere. Shout, I'm not sitting anywhere. I'm not standing anywhere. I'm not walking anywhere. Listen, your relationship with God will determine who you fellowship with, who becomes your friend. Once you know God and you want God to be the one influencing your life, you will never enjoy yourself with anything that will not matter to you, anything that will not bring joy to you. This year, we want serious people. God wants people to work with. God wants people to move with. God wants people to showcase his glory in their lives. God wants people who will tabernacle his presence. And out of his presence, the influence would exude. The influence will spread everywhere. And everybody will know that these people have been with God. These people have been with God. The Bible says that his delight, his delight, his delight, is in the law of the law. And you know what? He said, and he shall be like a tree. Ah, he shall be like a tree. Look at your life. Every season you change. No matter what happens, when a small wind is blowing, it takes you away. Let me tell you something. Those who are connected and have relationship with Jesus Christ, the Bible says that they shall be like Mount Zion. They will never be moved. The Bible says that they will be like a plant by the streams of living water, whose leaves never wither. Can I talk to somebody? Every day of the year, every season of the year, you will still be flourishing. When other leaves are coming down and are dried, your leaves will forever be green. You will not know any dry season. Oh, come on, can I talk to somebody? Every day will be Christmas for you. Every day will be a good day for you. Somebody, this morning, on the first Sunday, may you have your connection with Jesus right. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Stop playing church and be serious with God. You have become a player too much. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. God wants you to impact your world and impact society. Who is following you? Of all your beauty, of all your, who is following you? You cannot even move even your friend to follow you to church. Good for nothing. Good for nothing. No word of you can ever have impact on somebody that you know. Who do you think you are? You are wasting your life. I pray that this year, may you never waste your life. May you never waste your life. May you never waste your life. I see God making it so. Take your seat. When you get to know God and seeing his heart, you become like him. you become like him. Number two, what made Jesus the ultimate influencer? His identity. Jesus knew who he was and whose he is. He knew who he was and whose he is. This is so important. In life, if you don't know who you are, people will treat you anyhow. If you don't know whose you are, people will take you for granted. Go anywhere and mention a renowned person, a popular person, a person of influence. You will never struggle. You will never hurt. The doors will just be open. Oh, asume sibani. Oh, when a suman is umbra. It's like it will flow like that. But go to the same place without knowing anybody. You'll be marking time. As if nobody has seen you. And let me tell you, people are willing to be connected to men of great stature, men, with social laurels, people who have gone far in life so that they can have things going well for them. You are talking about human beings. People want to be connected to some people in order to have some favors done to them. Am I right or wrong? But yet, nobody is willing to connect to Jesus, the creator of the ends of the universe, who even created the people that you want to know in order to have favor with them. You see how foolish we can be? All because we think that this person has what it takes. Do you know what Jesus has for you? Because of Jesus, everything is under your feet. When Jesus is the one that you are connected to and he is your identity, you don't get stranded. You don't get confused at any point in time. Just as anybody will get anywhere and issue their ID card for a free passage, in the same way that you are wearing Christ. Christ is your righteousness. He is your garment. Oh, he lives inside of you. And he is with you. His presence is for you. Therefore, no matter where you stand, Christ's identity is enough to give you access to anywhere you want to go in life. Oh my God, I wish I'm preaching to somebody. Is somebody here this morning? I pray that may you have an identity. May Christ be your identity this year. May you identify yourself with Christ. Jesus knew that God was his father. And he said it many times. And one of the moments when he talked about it, the Bible says that the Pharisees got so angry that he said that God is father, because they knew what he was talking about. And they started asking him questions. But how old are you? How long have you lived? To be able to equate yourself with Moses. Because Jesus has said that even before Moses was, I was. But then the people and the Jews knew that Moses was the somebody who has lived so long. It was through him that the law came. And you are saying that even when he was, you were. Then what are you trying to tell us? So the Bible says that they picked stones in order to kill him. Is anybody here with me? All because Jesus is equating himself with his father. Let me tell you something. Anytime you identify yourself with God, not only is he your source, but what it means that whatever God is, you are. Oh, come on, can I talk to somebody? Whatever God is, you are. And he said that I am that I am. Oh my God, I am the Yahweh God. I am all sufficient God. I am all powerful God. There is no one like me. And that is who God is. And therefore, as you identify yourself with God as your father, what you are saying is that you are also the I am. Everything unto God is who I am. Everything that God is, so I am. Are there people here
who in the year 2024 will see God as I am and as he is, so are we in this world. Somebody shout, I am.
I am. I am. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody talk you out of your source. Don't let anybody actually disabuse your mind about who God is to you. Shout, God is my Father. It is the greatest thing to know that he is your Father, because his DNA is in you. You cannot behave any other. I cannot be different from who God is. Come on, tap three people and say, I cannot be different. Oh my God, I cannot be different. Come on, it's louder. I cannot be different. I cannot be different. If God cannot fail, then I'm not failing. If God cannot miss it, then I'm not missing it. It's God, I am Basika Paradosete. I carry his nature. Anything that is not in God cannot be found in me. I wish I have the right people. I said, anything that is not in God cannot be found in me. If God cannot be sick, then this year I cannot be sick. Oh my God, if God is a spirit and cannot die, then I know that I cannot die. He said, I will live and not die. I will live to declare the good works of the Lord. Shout, God is my Father. You must understand who your Father is. He's an all-encompassing God. He's full of grace and mercy. God is your Father. He does not disappoint. He's a merciful God. Oh my God. Am I talking to somebody here? This morning, don't just sit here cute, looking at the preacher man as if you've not seen one before. I came to preach the word of the Lord to you, that you can make a difference this year. You can make a difference this year. Don't live your life the way you did last year. Let there be a change. Let the power of God change who you are. Let the power of God make you like Christ. Make you like your Father. Yeah, shout that whosoever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whosoever is born of the spirit is of the spirit. Oh my God. He said, I marvel not that I tell you this, that you must be born again. For the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you do not know where it cometh from, neither do you know where it goeth. And all that you see is the effect of it. That is your influence. That is your influence. People will not know where you are coming from. They cannot determine where you are going, but they can only see your effect. They can only see the changes around you. Shout, God is my Father. This is what you need. To know that God is your Father. Here, don't sit here and think God is something else sitting somewhere. He is your Father. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Ah, personal possession. Personal pronoun. God, can you imagine David possessing God? Ah, he is mine. Oh, I don't know about you, but he is mine. Come on, tell five people, he is mine. Oh, am I talking to people? Shout, he is mine. I don't know about those sitting down, absent-minded. Tell somebody, he is mine. He is mine. He is mine. He is mine. Shout, he's mine. You must own him. You must own God. Own God. He's mine. Because when I sleep, he is with me. When I go through the fire, he's with me. When I go through the storms, he is with me. He is mine. He's mine. He's mine. Shout it, he's mine. In the year 2024, he is yours. He is yours. His presence will be with you. His power will be with you. His strength will be with you. He is yours. Shout, he's mine. Know who you are. Your identity counts. I said your identity counts. Because you know that men would cause you to make you look like what you are not. People would want to address you to become something that you are not. They will denigrate you. They will bring you down. They will say all kinds of things. Ah, Somebody can look at you and say, "Rene Nimbi." Meanwhile, so who are fetching? Who are fetching? And so, bet much when I get Rene Nimbi a amon, just to bring you down. Say, bet Daniel war. Ayo at the fufrobi. But I want this to sink into your spirit that no matter what the world tells you, no matter who people say you are, I look like God. Oh, look at you. I look like God. I look like God. I look like God. Anything that does not look like God is not me. Shout hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care how big my head is. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, accept what God has made you, son. Accept it. Don't let anybody change who you are by their opinion of you. After all, who are they? Who are they? Let me tell you, we have people who give in to the description people have given them. People describe you anyhow, and you go home and cry. You look into the mirror and you ask yourself, is it true? Then you start crying. Just because somebody has rejected you, just because you didn't have what you want, let me tell you something. I look like God. You may not like me, but I look like God. God is my Father. I want you to be bold and strong this year and know who you are. Know who you are and whose you are. He owns me. I am his property. I am the apple of his eye. You dare not touch me. Do you know what it took for him to get me? His own blood. He could die in order to get me. How dare you want to reject me and think that I'm nobody? Somebody loves me more than you are. Is there anybody here who knows the value of the Father's love for your life? Shout a big amen. Amen. Number three, character. Jesus was God, and therefore he bore his Father's character. God does not rate people the way they do, the way we do rate people. God does not rate people the way we rate people. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. When was the last time you were as concerned about the state of your heart as the state of your appearance? When was the last time that you started assessing yourself, analyzing yourself about the state of your heart than the state of your appearance? People of God, as I said earlier, we are more concerned about the appearance than the state of. People, you see, I know there are demons. I know there are witches. I know there are all kinds of demonic influences that tries to sabotage our lives and makes us not be able to reach our goals and our expectations. I know they are. But can I tell you something? When a man positions himself and a man begins to work on himself by the grace of the Holy Spirit, no demon, no witch or wizard can thwart your destiny or change you. Listen, take it from me. It's good we dress nice. It's good we look good on the outside. But that does not matter much. Because, as I said, people would never want to relate with my coat. What is this? Nobody wants to relate with your hair, your appearance, The reason why we have divorces in its ascendancy, we have all kinds of quarrels, issues with people at work, anywhere. You see, there is always a controversy. Something that is not right between you and people is that you are presenting what is on the outside, which is not your true nature. When people get to know who you really are, a bomb, then no more pebe biade. Because when you presented yourself during the courtship, before marriage, what you were showing was on the outside. How nice your shape is. How wonderful your eyelids are. You always tell people how good you can dress. You're always concerned about the outside. But no detailed work on the inside. Can I talk to people here? This year, people would be influenced not by the way you dress. People that you know will only be influenced based on the heart you carry. How lovely you are. How peaceable you are. How humble you are. Not how many shoes he has, or the roll on, or the perfume she or he is wearing. But people will only relate with what is in the inside. If I were you this year, I would spend more time working in my inside. You will not lose your marriage because you are working on the inside. You will not lose who you are because who you are can never be tempered with. But this, if I just came dressed nicely to impress you without any good word. See how many of you say, hey, Nasofu, is how I'm dressing in our own country. Amen. May it never happen to me. Even if it is short, I may want to, dress and come and preach a good word to you. He says, the law look into what? The heart of men. Whereas men look on what? The outside. This year, may your character count. Shemani, I'm talking to you. I said, may your character do us what? Count. May your character count. More than the state of your appearance. If we are going to be God's influencers, then we need God's character. We need God's character. And God's character is marked by the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter number 5, 22 to 23. A godly character is marked by the fruit of the Spirit. Nipa okro nyankopon su en obi a honhom na ba e ye adwuma wodi ye di kai won se de the Spirit is what? Love. The greatest influence in life is love. Let me tell you, you can even love your enemies to change their mind concerning you. Yes, I know. There are some people who may hate you. But Jesus said that, love them. Why? When you are loving them, what happens is that you are putting coals of fire on them. They become restless because what they expected you to do against them based on what they are doing to you is not what they are expecting. So whatever you are giving them is surely going to come back to you. So as they are giving you evil and you give them love, love becomes a seed in their life. And as you keep giving, you are growing it. As you keep giving, you are growing it. And it will turn to a point that the love that you place as a seed became a harvest of many, many love. And the person cannot stop than to give you more. We don't pay people evil for evil. Listen to me. It is not Christian. The best way to change people is to behave right with them. Am I talking to strangers? Or it is hard for you to receive. Oh, the other one, come on. May the all come as man. May find show. May the other one be a may you be a triaka. What to them are one numa sem among. Among. Some media, media sana metio. What to say? What to say, yame? Sana yame and adia. And kao katia. Pure one ya wire. And so so I'm up a poor and rubber bits my hat. Oh, be your idea. Now, just say, would you show me? This is the way make Cassano was so great. I saw them now better man. No big nature, and I saw who said, when is this the way in Cassa? As I saw you be, I saw you cry, almost around my walk. What's our vampire? And so, Nippa and Tias were them on any day. Or the baby, or the fiend. Hong Kong Kong too. I can say it off a point, say, oh yes, sir, Hong Kong Kong. Until we move, and you move feet, and until we move, nothing influence so much than love. Let me tell you, no matter the worst offender, if you start loving the person feel welcome and start changing for better. Let us not look at how people are and relate with them, but let's look at who we are and relate with them. Am I talking sense to somebody this morning? Peace, joy, long suffering. Your ability to suffer long. Sister, you tear me now so. Oh, boom, and him tear. Sister, you know I am in the yet. And what's a me to make it can't be trend. No. And so, and I'm Christo Abba, a Timmy Monty. Long suffering. My bread. Ah. Obiaba no asami honko. Awario akwentio edia you. No. Long suffering. Long suffering. Gentleness. Abojua. Meekness. Ah. And ukrani kumi. Meekness. Meekness. This year, one of my keywords is meekness. Meekness is strength under control. Meekness is strength under control. Mo ho kwansa kam kika bi chira wo. Mo ho kwansa kam me bo aso. Mo ho kwansa be yedia me pe bi a chira wo. Nanso enam Kristo honhom a etime munti. Ma ye din so dwan enam me hwa wo. Let me tell you, wherever there is no meekness, there is no unity. And wherever there's no unity, there's no progress. Are you here with me? Anywhere you see conformity, you see unity, you see a good organization, things are on point, everything is on point, you know, there, what you find is meekness. Why? Because some people would have to be fools for others to ride on them in order for the vision to run. People would have to be fools in this church and do all the work in order to see the vision of this church running. But you know, I say, I'm not here for. So for Kase, oh, now we have an excuse. Obia said that raise the point, you confusing the penny in our again. The church will never move forward. It means there is no unity. Our Riemu, a Jumamu, just a big Jimmy. Now, yes, we're Jimmy. And your home, by a friend, meekness. You have the potential, but yet you will never be meek. The way Jimmy and converted your soul. Bible says, oh, Yanko Pong, a picture, a whole brassia. Listen, that virtue of meekness is a platform for your exhortation and promotion. So, our brain wants to say, Niamh, been coyant, you know. Erade se wo when I make picture wo. Say I sorry be ko ya. This say you nyina ye ye ho say Jimmy for. Ye pass abeka bia no ere. Mimic. Ye kasu banya. Ye suban me pacho se. Ana kasa boko boko. Nemum suban se. Hum na ba. E down di ewo. Temperance. Let me tell you. So wo yo bawa ha. Na says me hunu sa die we bi wo abra bo mu a. On so aware. Me se say. Come on. Me se wonya dan. Stop praying about marriage and stop praying for this. God said, where you draw, our end member automatically. Oba uni ojo. Oba uni odo. Uni energy. Uni temperance. When are they kowari? And they said, they be a ja. Ebe tovye. Eja betovye. Oba uni meekness. Because, let me tell you, our end kwasi asemu. In some fun part here, ube humi. Ube humi. Now, unye, what do you say? Erademma o ju akoma an oprase akoma ube ware meme du omu nyina nso beja wo mpre du anka so wo dia ko se ofia bay fo e ye jimi ni wa jimi because you are not ready to learn afi moma yen sesa yesu bai sesa ufi se e ma sebi sebi o omo ti aware ho anase omo aware e koso no who you say e jimi no ma jimi omo jimi nanso no meekness was it bronya Pastor Kojo and the wife came to me and this is the message I gave them be meek ni pastor person koso ra be meek Bible say wo asase so nyina yakopon so ohunu nipa o jot se mose o jot se mose ba won se mose no nyasa no ti o abusia mose ene nyame kan ho ase meye mose ya okoto se egypt ni ene israel ni akon wanya butre ene oto se egypt ni so no bo no ku no wo am sakra se na yede wey mose wey Nanso emra oni nyankopon din punimpu. Ewa Exodus chapter 4. Na oni erade atentam ye no. Mose asesa. To the extent say onu ankasa ninua no. Ninua Miriam. Ani Aaron. Esha se so mu didi natem. I say ofui. Ofui. Wo ankasa o se nyame se. Me and Kongo are a friend saying, I'm an anaforma. Now, dear, who call Egypt to Akwa Zepora? Abba. So, Oba Bewareno. Ufui. Ufui. Bible say, Mose wankasa. Well, me and no one can't dare. Papa, what's the sampa? Wankado! Well, what? Oh, many did you say? Kramaya. Oh, Kramaya, come on, and it's now, when I'm was Ankasano, Yanko Pontus Roa. No, say, hey, Miriam. Hey, Aaron. Munshiamu, I saw it for you. When you are Mika, you make John Toka a come on. When you are not ready to fight your own battle, and you keep quiet and only look unto God, God takes over your battles. Ukru dim kwa sasuma nyo na beka. Uyiri dim kwa sasuma nyo na beka. Enye raden kasa. Simple. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. No, I say, hey, I didn't know any more. Kasa sa. And I'm saying, niyemwa yentino. Kwata. 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 Can you imagine? As someone can nenye boni o. As someone Maryam here on kind no. Nenye boni o. Nenye no crenso am pa. Eye no crese Musa akofa Zipporah. Ono anso na beka ase Nyankopon asim ya nyeden. Come on. Enye nsem nyina na ye no kra wo se wo kan. Edu ba bia kan wo no tum kakra. Na save wa ware. Na save wo life. Wo asem bia. Ise wo anu ade beka ti. Nyama, nyama, nyama. Arade mo. Meek. Meekness. Me say there. Enam. Miriam and Israel had to delay their movement toward the promised land. Okay? If you want your life to delay, then be ready to talk about things that are not concerning you. Adia Emma, Ekuo, Asafo, Enkoso, Ejuma, Enkoso, Eni Yesi Yesi. Yakan, we say, hey, what did you know? You're the tea, you see, as Messi crown, or go out of crown, one coin, you don't want you, a fan who bang. And I want to what the demo ha? Na and crophone sem, and I would be a year, a few quarter. And I
leprosy.
Especially the man of God. I'm not saying this to threaten anybody because I may not even have the ear to hear. But when you somehow will come from the whole fee, a summa quarter to order. Somebody say character. The entire independent me ni echi mf mmanya me fie if you say omo hu ade papa bi aye den we mu say yesu at the nipa 12 ssan we are seeing now. Look at the number of people I have. Why did you watch us? Why? And I'm saying we suban a bomb they said they were tan a bomb if you say you won nyina aye den enye what's it boga what's it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sorry. You Facebook. You can't go to your picture. No, you dear friend. Own shampoo, no, I like it. I read my answer, sir. Catch on your saying, your super papa fee. Number four. Service. Yes, Jesus was a servant king. He was a servant king. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. He said that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Ebusye! I mean, Kabi being true. Men tnase, baby, abe drobia, and rehese nipan sumo, so we are bosom. Waka. Because why then? Waka. Because nothing promotes a person. Nothing lifts a person than service. Service ni dey say we dey wa ho ding. We dey we nyansa biribi eye biribi asum obi. Asum service. Some of us we feel too big. Feel too big. Yen your opportunity to cross na ye ye bibia ye pese ye dia the chrono and ye bargain at the jibribi. How dare you? When your opportunity will ye bibi when you mifia when you mia juma? I feel now this had the chrono baby ye a friend saying case. Say na me cry na me say no be a woman. And I mean I'm just saying I'm in a sorry bass. And I saw the bass cry no country be yam ye beam. Hey! Do not say. Nyankopon hira ne mani paye den ayo de for breadjuma ade anka be brown sabe kan. Just one recommendation. Erade ne am one recommendation say ya nipa no edue ma ko hu obi a onim pastor bed say on me busa pastor bed say abrante ne suban te say no what do you mean eno e chira wo say dia wo ye bia dia wo ye bia. Dear, who you be? Nipa yede. Oh my son, I feel be crazy about service. Have you ever thought How are Babana Democraya, Yaprapra? Yes, yes, yeah. Huh? Have we ever thought, say, now so for crying, why is this your? And then, has ever occurred to you, Bribi, Pebribi, Naye, Pebribi, Naye, who are we sick, ma? Or who are them, ma? Who be ma? What you saw them, ma? Or some fast on the same? Oh, yeah, to say, Tina, into me, find your day. Trample over. When your opportunity so be ye bribia, Abusia, men shesika, men shesika. Men hesika, men hesika. People, me se men hesika. Se wiaso mesika di wani mu a, wa brabo ensi wo ye da. I'm telling you, you will be deceived. Men ka se sika nye, but so mesika eye reason ti a wo ye biribia, you will never get anywhere. Because at the papa bia ba, sika ni enimu. Me se say, talk back to me, I'm serious. At the papa bia ba dey. Second year anymore. Nemum near my bed at that war. And near my end channel. And this guy, a dear name, say a bit attractive war, a bit influence will negatively. But at the papa be a bar, Sika in the enemy. Take it from me. It's my proverb. Is somebody here with me? And then Nipatiti and Yamifi, eh, ye be a man, Yankopoa, ye per se, and ye be free manza. Listen. These boys, I have decided to help them. It's not a church that pays these boys. Instrumentalists, and yeah, so in the chomka. Me bottom ska, and I'm the chomka every month. More than 2,500 every month. I share it to them just because of their transportation to make facilitate their work in the house of God. The church does not pay the boys. And me and I'm the sika chomka. Because look at the burden. Almost every month be close to 3,000. If free as soon as you come and cast on your scar. Can you scar? What thing am I feeling? Now, if you say, oh dear, this is your mouth, baby. And Sana, why you baby? You have a problem. I pray that this year you'll be committed to service. Jesus came not to be served. Let me tell you, the greatest influence is to serve. If you want to have impact in life, serve. If you want to have people following you, serve. 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 Some said they were bottom. Some said they are dear and your dear. Some said, well, dear, you don't have even sense on your own. Man confuse new attempt. They say, man confuse your day. A new attempt. Chimini. I saw any papa dear. I, oh papa, I was so a dear. No, and the best show I paid your life. Say, me see, eh? Say, in every capacity, a quen biara ubenya, a quen biara beba quemu. Say, and Fanny Panko baby out in Triaka Mo Mama. I will find your day. Nemum Subampa Muno or Sumpa. I like the girls and all the people here. You almost from her grandma. Sorry, if it. Then there's a non quan or butter with me. Oh, found when I win your baby out. I'm sorry, them, I'm missing with Jimmy. You are not only your cramu a juma. You are too superficial. And near ni wabrabona ye ni nin kwa tina mema to be who and ye nin kwa. And we butcher skinny. We pass my way no ya plasma way. After a bedu time I was so worried. No, we said, why you did never add any value to your life. At the papa be around you one attracted any good person into your life. At the papa be any more. I feel some worry. Our young man, sa subai phone I want to solve. The fear in your mind, fear crowd, untimely nyake. A prapra crowd, untimely. The choir fast to prapra. O power, our now, if we say our young man, me, and I solve my mind, my prapra, we fear. A sumun fiti asie bi asasi unyame fear. A mla unyame bribi power unyame fear no. Sana adi be kwa bunting. Bible says the Son of Man came not to be. O ye nyanko pombo. O ye nyanko pompre coupe. And kaba nankanye wawane wawano. Recently you call Oye the Post Church. A whole head of protocol. Aye army general. Whole head of protocol. Nigerian army general. And a head of protocol. Hey. Even makers. A whole minister of energy is an usher. Ghana. Oh yeah, near Witty. Umbesoberry. I read them away. A fee near or some home. Missing a dear bay. Somebody is blessed. Bonsem. I am a man fancy. Because remember, somebody is blessed. Write this challenge number 5. I'm not talking about it. Jesus was no stranger to challenge and conflict. Let me tell you something. Conflict is not always bad. It doesn't always happen. It doesn't always have to be a negative. Conflict or how or tie. It do be a buyer brabum. Ebe saying it. Ebe pijai. Are you with me? Conflict is part, or challenges are part of life. Amen. I say, emotions is a God given, anger is God given emotion. Are you with me? But a man in trasso. A man in your day and trust. Bufu kakra, we trust. Why day? Trust. Okay, come what we are. We trust. Me and Bufu and say, by day. And that's of my man. We didn't bet me a trust 1 minute. The next minute, now me crock. Because my come out a day. Actually, no way. Praise the Lord. The Honson and Mekans, man, can you hear no plug? Oh, no, a plug was him, no, he cheat. And to me, cause I'm a copacho, and I hit you. Now, or Beneba. No, Beneba. No, Beneba. I feel I'm the compile. Already. Oh, Conkro Fansakan. Conkro Yaday. Fansakan. Ubuhuana. Oh, Conkro Tim Pibono. Ubuhu. I feel the Nabi Biaide. Now, come on. Praise the Lord. Bon Sema Jesus. Eradima unio how be a son kunim. Eradima unio how. Obi pawasema. Nenu nchese di biyana unji anazo. Ni opawasema kwa nebede. Obi tia onansu demo. Entunu obi wasori anu nchese oye perfect. Osofu obi penye perfect. Intimi kabi bina nya. And find a World Cup. Unia or Tune Channel, Wakami Bina Nya, and your day, and find a World Cup. Let go. Challenges are bound to happen. Erademoa. Vision. 6. Vision. Catch all the other vision. Jesus had a vision. If we want to become great influencers, see us with God. And you be a for pena for people, but could be dear. Who could fear the kind? Could fear the kind? Ah. The last one is vision. Jesus set his eyes on the cross. You must set your eyes on Jesus. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes. And I'm not said the any sin and this one. Why maybe be a munabeb? Now when you move on over the world, Nanso, while man, I day, Nemo more share a senior, and include dear a janam the soya day, a bedi a mariasi. Abusia, let us have vision. 2024, have vision. Have what? For BBC when you saw. And the greatest vision this year is that you want to be an influencer. Say a radibe fauso, a de dom, a di wichi, abanahine. People bet me a show with Subain so. Because, sister is Subain Efe. Meso, medinechi. Akobe bi aya oede. Oko. A radin shrow. A radin on tin and nimun shrow. A radin yo bua fwo. Na on count home. Now also your kingdom influenza. Your amen is bad. Be on your feet. Be on your feet.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.